report has highlighted the harrowing journeys faced by those who are forced into scam work. The Australian Institute of Criminology report has found that most people trafficked into cyber scam centres are young adults from a range of countries seeking better paid jobs under the lure of offers that appear legitimate. Cybersecurity Minister Tony Burke says they're part of a growing network luring women and girls, some as young as 11, who are then subjected to possible sexual assault, torture and imprisonment.
We're talking about circumstances where women have their passports taken, where they are effectively imprisoned, where they have no rights at all and are effectively in a slavery situation. The people who are scammed, it's not just you losing your money, you are also funding an entire operation which is destroying the lives of women overseas.